There's this gal at my gym, and I'm going to tell a story about her. I have a hard time getting people to see their own weaknesses, so I use stories to kind of help it land for you guys. Not only in this podcast episode, but I do it with my clients. I do it with people in my life. If I ever do one-on-one talks with anybody, I use stories. And so I'm going to talk about this fit gal. She is a fit gal in my gym. And I'm going to go through her routine because I'm going to point out some mistakes she might be making. And maybe it would surprise her if I were to send her this message. But I think it would help. So let's dive into the fit gal at my gym and her story today.
This is the game of food.
This is the game of food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
So there's this gal at my gym. And she's there a lot. I'm there a lot, and so I see her. First, what I want you to do before I dive into the story, though, is I want you to go to spencersgroup.com. And once you're in our group, it's a private group where we provide coaching, recipes, all sorts of free stuff. And then when you're in there, we have guides. I want to give you our metabolism guide, our faster fat loss guide, our protein guide, all these guides. I want to give them to you for actually free. And the group is also free. spencersgroup.com. See you in there. This gal at the gym, she does a great job. She has a great routine. And I go to a pretty big gym, so square footage-wise, it's pretty big. And then also, it's big by the number of members. It just gets busier and busier every single year, and it's really busy right now. So for me to even notice anybody means that she is in there consistently. So I don't really miss workouts. And her and I must work out at roughly the same time. And so there's so many people in there. Like, there's some people that I think I probably see for the first time ever, and then they never come back. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people like that. They can't stick to the gym, and they're paying for their gym membership, and they're not even going anymore and stuff. So for me to even notice that this person exists means that she can stay consistent. And just a message to my wife, just because I notice that there is a female in the gym does not mean she outranks you. You are still number one in my heart. So that's a message to my wife in case she's concerned. But I haven't even talked to her once in my life. She hasn't talked to me. I am very focused in the gym. I put my headphones on and I kind of don't want to be bothered. I've also been told that I have a little bit of a resting bitch face. And so maybe that's why I'm not approached. But she's kind of like that too. I don't see her talking to anybody. She just comes in and she does her work and she has a great routine. So she sticks with strength training. She does a lot of strength training. And this episode isn't about strength training, but you guys should be doing strength training. It's number one. I don't mean HIIT classes. I don't mean kettlebell, swings. I mean you got to be doing traditional strength training. So she does that. And I think that puts her in the highest level. And she's not intimidated. Sometimes females are a little bit intimidated of males in the gym because they hoot and holler and they flex and they think they own the place sometimes, especially the dickheads, and stuff like that. But she's not intimidated at all. She uses the barbell. She uses the dumbbell. She doesn't care who's in there. She gets the job done. I do think that she probably does a little bit too much cardio, but I want to land the point that she has a great routine. I'm a coach, I'm experienced, and I approve of her routine, and I think she knows what she's doing in there. Now, her physique, she is kind of a fit-looking person. If she walked up to you and she said, I work out 5 days a week, you would believe her. You would look at her and be like, okay, yeah, I can see that you work out. Now, she isn't the fittest person in the world. I don't think she has a six-pack. I don't think she's the most toned and stuff like this, but you can tell that she works out. And she disappeared. Gone. Never saw her again. Now, I didn't really care. I don't even think I really noticed, but I didn't care because I just go to the gym to do one thing. I'm not there to talk to anybody. I just go work out hard and then go home to spend time with my wife and kids. But she was gone. Call it 2 months, maybe 3 months, maybe just under 3 months, just completely disappeared. And I didn't notice this until she came back. She came back and I didn't really recognize her. And I'm like, no way that's that gal that I used to see all the time. A couple of months ago, I was seeing her all the time. And she's like a warrior in here. No way that's her. I look back and it is her. And I walked by her and didn't recognize her because she gained a lot of weight. And I don't mean muscle. She gained a lot of body fat. Now, I don't care that she gained body fat. I don't care at all. She might not care. And I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. If somebody gains weight, who cares? I don't care. If they sign up for our program and they want to lose it, then I care, because then I want to help them with their goal. But she might not have a goal to lose weight. I don't know, and I don't care. But that's what happened. She came back and I didn't even recognize her. Now, keep in mind, it was only 2 or 3 months. That's what I was most shocked by, is like, I saw her not that long ago and she looks way different. And she gained a lot of weight in her lower body. Her thighs, her hamstrings, her hips, like they all expanded. And keep in mind, before she left, I thought she kind of had more of a fit body and it was kind of rapidly going the other direction. And so something just clicked in my head. I'm like, ah, shoot. I know exactly what she's doing. I know exactly what she's guilty of. I know the mistakes she's making, and I don't know if she's self-aware. So I'm like, what kind of message would I send her? Like, if I don't know how to contact this person, and I'm not going to contact this person, but if I were to send her the link to this episode, like, what would I say? And I would say, lady in the gym, she's probably like 30 years old. What do you call a 30-year-old? Gal in the gym. You're making some mistakes. You know what you're doing in the gym. Like, I've seen your routine. You know what you're doing. But I think you're guilty of all or nothing. When you're on, you're on. You're doing your workouts. You know what you're doing. And you work out with intensity. And when you were coming consistently, you were also eating properly. You had proper nutrition. You were staying hydrated. You were recovering, which means getting proper sleep. You were taking your vitamins. And then something spiked the nothing phase. So you went from doing all your habits, all the healthy habits, you went from doing all of them to none of them overnight. Something spiked it. Sometimes people will have that first cheat meal, or they do really bad on a weekend, and then they lose complete motivation for everything. And so they delete all their healthy habits. So even though she probably messed up on her nutrition, she decided, because she messed up on her nutrition, she was not going to get her steps, she was not going to track her water, she was not going to show up to the gym anymore. And she spiraled down. She probably felt a little bit depressed. I'm not saying she experienced like clinical depression. I'm saying that she probably had a little bit of a more depressed state. And in that state, you can feel stuck. And you start relying on caffeine for your energy instead of proper nutrition. You start relying on alcohol to relax instead of a proper nighttime routine and sleep. You start eating worse and worse because you're looking for that short-term dopamine hit. And you don't go to the gym because your mind is telling you, well, I'm off track anyway. I'll get back on track. I won't be off track for that long. So that's what I think happened. She spiraled down into that. I also think she's stuck in workouts produce fat loss, which I don't like people to see. Workouts should be building you and changing your shape. When you go and work out, that's what you should be thinking of. You shouldn't be thinking of fat loss. Like, my workouts are helping me burn off this fat. I don't ever want you to think that, because I think you come to an end point when you do think that way. When you're in the gym or doing your workouts to build something, you just keep coming back because you want to build more strength, more tone, more muscle mass, whatever it is. When you're constantly in there trying to burn off what you ate last night, it becomes this vicious cycle, and it becomes boring, monotonous. And then it comes to a certain point where it's just pointless. And I think she's stuck there too, that she works out for fat loss only. She's probably stuck in a low calorie cycle. Like, she probably goes too low in calorie, or if she doesn't go too low, like if she doesn't eat super, super tiny, then she might be eating too clean at certain times. So there's quite a few people. Why I even say this is just how many people think that you should eat like a bird, and that's how you get healthy and ripped and in shape. Like, they think eating smaller is best, and you should eat smaller today than yesterday, and then tomorrow should be even smaller than what you eat today. Or like, 1 gram of sugar will destroy your health, or like, 1 drink of soda pop is going to destroy your health, or 1 brownie and stuff like that. And so when you're so strict, when you have this huge, strict rule on your nutrition that you can't have one thing off track, when you do, sometimes people experience shame. So they have a brownie, they feel bad because brownie is not on their meal plan. They have this exact food list here that they're looking at and they're following to a T, and then they eat a brownie. Well, brownie's not on there, so now I hate myself. Now I'm not following my plan. I always do this, and they experience these negative thoughts. And then they go off track because they feel like they're a failure, so why not follow through with thinking they're a failure by being a failure? Which, that doesn't make them a failure by going off track, but you know what I mean. They're stuck in their thoughts, and they were too strict. Whereas when I kind of opened the door to better results, I was okay with some chocolate and some wine or alcohol, like a little bit of that stuff here and there. I allowed, and it opened the door for better results, at least for me. And I think a lot of you, it would open up better results. You still eat the healthy stuff. You still try to eat your protein and your fiber and such things, but never feeling bad when you make a decision and just have a piece of chocolate to stay mentally sane. And overall, I bet her plan isn't very fun. I bet she goes balls to the wall as hard as she can for several months in a row. Like I said, I would see her all the time. She can go really hard for 6 months until she burns herself out. And she doesn't like it. She's going too hard. It's not fun. And how I know it's not fun is because she cycles off and she doesn't do any of these habits for 2-3 months in a row. And so I would really try to help her enjoy it. Find a way to enjoy it, and I think she'll get better results. Because I do think that she's going to end up being a big person someday. She's not yet considered a big person, but I think she's going to. I hope not. I really hope not. Maybe she has it in her not to, but I think she's going to yo-yo and trend upwards for the next 5 to 10 years until she's really in a hole and gain more weight than she ever thought in her life, and maybe her health will be at a certain point. Now, keep in mind that I said she does a great job. She knows what she's doing, but doing great short term and knowing the information doesn't mean anything. What do I mean that I think she's going to be a bigger person someday? Like, she will be overweight or obese, in my opinion. Let's say she gained 20 pounds because she's pretty short. So 20 pounds is more on her than somebody that's 6'5". So let's say this recent incident that I'm talking about, she gained 20 pounds, let's say. Let's say she loses 18 of that 20 pounds. She's like, cool, I almost got all the way back to my weight. I fell off track and I lost it all. I'm almost back to where I was. But then she goes off track again. And she gains, instead of 20, over the next 7 months, she gains 22 pounds. So now she's actually a little bit heavier than she ever was before. Well, she gets back on track again, and this time she loses, 14. She has 2 kids now, so she couldn't do it for as long and couldn't do as intense workouts and couldn't stay on track with nutrition because her kids, she's got to keep certain things in the house for her kids. So she only loses 14 this time. And then she gains all that weight back, plus more. Then she loses a little bit again. Then she gains a little bit plus more. And every year, even though there are certain periods where she does look fit and she is like leaning out and doing a good job, if you look at it year to year, she's gaining X number of pounds per year. And you just tack on time, and she ends up being overweight or obese and maybe with some health concerns. That's what I think is down the road for her, unless she changes, unless she listens to a message like this, unless she has to change something. I hope telling this story helps. Spencer, signing off.